So there's a new national warning system, and the way incidents are shown is changing. Thought we'd catch up with Paul Tangi from the CFA to find out a little bit more about that. Paul, good morning to you.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Now, it's usually not very hard to get people confused, so just tell us about how these things are changing in terms of knowing what to look for during an emergency.
Yep, so the Australian Warning System, it's a national system, and there are triangles, and the triangles are based on colour. So the colours match to the type of warning. So we've had Watch and Act advice and emergency warnings for quite a number of years now. It just means that there's a little triangle that's got a symbol inside of it, and in the case of fire, there's a fire symbol. In the case of floods and storms, it's a symbol of water, and it just identifies the type of emergency it is. So obviously the picture then matches up, as I said, to the advice, the Watch and Act, or the emergency warning.
Yeah, so that's the main three now, isn't it? Advice is yellow, orange, Watch and Act, and then red, emergency warning.
That's right, and they will be issued in no particular order. The first warning that you may hear may be an emergency warning, but the overriding message from all agencies is don't rely solely on receiving a warning. You need to be aware of what's happening around you. Tuning in to listening to Gold Central Victoria is a great way, because you guys, as an emergency broadcaster, broadcast any messages that are put out. But it just means that people need to know what they're looking for. So the triangle with the colour inside of it and the picture will determine what type of fire and what type of emergency it is.
And where do these normally pop up? I mean, where would you mainly see them?
Social media. Websites. So when you read a media release or read an emergency warning that's come out, whether that be through one of those ways or whether it be by listening to the radio or other emergency broadcasters, it means that that particular symbol can be straightly identified to be that type of warning.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense to, you know, keep it, I guess, as simple as possible yet as effective as possible.
Yeah, and the old thing is a picture paints 1,000 words,
yeah.
You know, so therefore it's easy to identify. As soon as you see the colour and as soon as you see the picture that's inside of it, you know that you need to do something. And look, we've spoken many times over the years about the type of warnings. An advice message is just that, advising you that something's happening in the area close to you. Now, that could be within half an hour. It could be within an hour, just depending on where you are and the type of environment you live in, whether it be bush, grass, open area, plains, whatever it might be. A Watch and Act message certainly tells you that it's time to watch out what's happening and start acting on what it is you're planning to do in an emergency. And then, of course, as the name suggests, an emergency warning tells you that an emergency situation is close to you and is likely to impact you within the next 2 hours.
Yeah. Paul, before you leave us too, how has the season been so far from the CFA's perspective?
Well, it's been hot and sticky, as most people would attest to.
Yeah, I know.
But
too much sticky,
from our point of
mate.
View, yeah, that's right, exactly. And then we've still got quite a bit more to come. We might be the 1st of February today, but I tell you, you know, odds are that it'll go right through March and even into April. We'll see what the weather does. But from a CFA perspective, there's been quite a number of fires. Some of those have been things that could have been avoided by checking what you're doing, especially on the high-risk days where there is wind, very high temperatures, etc. We need to just be safe and make sure that we have a fire-safe summer right across the state of Victoria.
Well said. Paul, as always, good to chat. Talk soon.
Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you, Paul Tangi from the CFA, joining us on the Wake Up Call.